All right, thank you very much, sir. And yes, indeed, the March of Dimes Giving Tuesday event here at Topgolf in Auburn Hills is going very, very well. As a matter of fact, your regular host, Mr. Kyle Gordon, he's here. He is just emceeing various festivities because he'll be joining us on his radio program coming up in the moment ahead. Meanwhile, we have this for you, and it's very important. Teacher shortage in America. It's real. Gone, my friends, are the days when hundreds of potential candidates would show up for a handful of teacher openings. Now, some districts say they are lucky to get two or maybe three candidates for a job opening. What are the causes? Find out more with our friends here at Maria Hospital. Marie, how are you this afternoon?
Hi, Steve. An estimated 16% of teachers leave their schools each year nationally. Some quit the field altogether, and others get jobs, teaching jobs elsewhere. The Michigan Education Association reports that one in five Michigan teachers surveyed expect to leave education for another career entirely in the next 2 or 3 years. Another 14% said they plan to retire. Thomas Morgan is a spokesperson for the MEA. He says there's a shortage of school employees across the board, and it's the biggest issue in education right now.
Fewer young people are going into college to become educators. They're seeing what's happening to the profession and are deciding to go into other fields. And, you know, the way things are, unless we really take real sustained action to fix some of these structural problems, you really can't blame people for saying enough. I'm going to go look for other work where I'm going to be paid better.
Now, Morgan spoke to All Talk today here on WJR. He says it's not just about the salaries. It's about large numbers of teachers reaching the age of retirement, fewer young people picking teaching as the career. Then there are job stresses. Some teachers say they have to be mental health experts as well as teachers. Others point to a lack of respect, not just from the students, but from the parents as well. And no matter how much you love your profession,
But at a certain point, a labor of love does put food on the table. It doesn't provide fulfillment when you're constantly stressed out and overworked and underpaid. So we have a real problem, and it's an apex issue, the educator shortage, because it affects student mental health, it affects instruction, it affects bus routes, it affects everything in our schools.
And then there are problems within society itself, and we all know about this, like making sure that students come to school properly clothed and fed, he says. That's a real problem. Nikolai Vitti is the superintendent for Detroit Public Schools Community District, and he says we don't have a national teacher development strategy in this country. Now, Detroit did three innovative things to try to get new teachers. They raised their salaries, they worked to certify substitute teachers into full-time teaching jobs, and they recruited from other districts, and then they counted their experience in the pay scale. So that helped them get more teachers. Also, a couple of the big reasons more people aren't going into the profession in the last 20, 30 years, less women are in teaching now than they ever were before because women can pick from a whole array of careers now. And more people are picking business and health-related careers in general. So this is a big problem, Steve, that really is going to get a whole lot more serious if we don't pay attention.
I don't even know where to start, really, because, yeah. You know what, I know for a fact that conditions are absolutely dire. My son is an educator. His girlfriend is an educator. I've got friends that are teachers. And to listen to them, the profession has changed drastically. Let's start here. There is a very volatile situation going on inside classrooms because you can go to discipline a child, certainly not physically, but when you place a call to the parents, more times than not, very little is done. So there's that. When you first started, Marie, you were talking about one in five teachers leaving the profession inside 5 years. Okay, so now what is the end game? Are we eventually going to get to a situation where districts, not only in Michigan, but across the nation, just don't have enough teachers to get the job done? Now what do you do? It's not like you can just bring in anybody.
Right, exactly. But as I pointed out, in Detroit, they started doing some innovative things. So there are some solutions out there. And I also want to point out that this isn't just for teachers. There's also a shortage of school bus drivers, school janitors, school cafeteria workers. They're, you know, the whole complement of people that make a school what it is and make it a safe place for kids. There's a dire need for those people too. So this is a, again, the people are sounding the alarm on this one. And again, they need to make this a job that, number one, is respected both by the students and the teachers. The parents. I think that's very important. But also the pay disparities are being solved in some districts, but not all districts.
You know, as we were coming out of the pandemic and during the course of the shutdowns, Marie, I think we've discussed this before, as a matter of fact. You had a lot of parents that took on the responsibility of homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go over well for the most part because if you do this as a profession, then you've gone through training and everything else. But at the end of the day, you're talking about a profession that, with the responsibility that you're given, does not really pay all that well. With that in mind, if I'm not mistaken, Marie, didn't Governor Whitmer put into play some, if you will, bonus dollars to keep teachers in the profession in the state?
Yep. So there, it's called the My Future Educator Fellowship, and it'll offer 10,000 scholarships to up to 2,500 future educators every year. And another My Future Educator stipend provides for about $9,600 per semester to support student teachers while training for full-time classroom jobs. So again, these are all these kinds of approaches that are going to help bring more people to the profession. But, you know, a society also has to do its part. As I mentioned earlier, Tom Morgan talking about, you know, we also as parents have got to make sure our kids go to school, they're fed, they're clothed properly, they're ready to learn, they have some modicum of citizenship, if you will, and respect for their teachers and for their fellow students. And so there's all of that that has to be brought to the table as well. I have a teacher friend who recently told me that she corrected somebody's paper, and she's a fine English teacher, and the parent got all over her about, you know, how she corrected this paper and told her she didn't know what she was doing. And I thought to myself, my parents never in a million years would ever have challenged a teacher. They would have looked at me and said, you better, you know, get on your grammar here and make sure you get this right next time. It just seemed bizarre to me that a parent would do that.
Well, I guess that ship has sailed, Marie, because I come from the same generation. Meanwhile, in closing quickly, I know within districts here in the state of Michigan, there is some competition going on as far as signing bonuses to get a teacher from somewhere else. And that's what we've come down to.
Well, you know what? And we've talked about this with police, right? You know, the Detroit Police Department now has upped its salary base as well, because there was a lot of poaching going on. So we're finding the same thing to be true here.
All right, Marie, thank you very much, as always.
Thanks, Steve.